I'd say was good-natured homeowners. He never, he didn't fly over the handle like I always did, and he just go along. Wasn't high-tempered. He'd get along most anybody. I've been a little bit different. Fly off the handle a lot of times, I shouldn't.
We all do, I guess.
If you see a teenage boy, or you always think of this in terms of the teenage boy, who just doesn't seem to be able to keep both feet going the same way, you'd say, boy, he sure is going through
what kind of age?
He sure is.
He's body clumsy or something like that.
Okay, now that would be, when you say clumsy or awkward.
Yeah, awkward.
Do you think of him being, that's the way he looks or the way he acts?
The way he acts.
Well, he acts, okay? Now, if someone has done something that is just extremely stupid, you'd say, my goodness, he sure is a...
He acts crazy.
Would you say he's a fool?
Well, no, you don't call nobody no fool much in this country no more. And you call a fellow a fool, you better get ready to do something.
Well, that's a pretty bad...
Yes, it is. It wouldn't be in this country.
Would you ever say fool about a woman?
Oh, yeah. He's a fool about a woman.
I mean, it could be used in kind of a joking way.
Yeah, a joking way, like.
I see. Do you ever use anything like dumbbell or...
No, I don't use it not that much.
All right. A person who really holds on to what he owns is a...
Well, you'd say he's a good manager, or he's got mighty good judgment, or...
Well, if you want to make some kind of remark about him, make a derogatory remark about him, say, boy, he sure is, he's not generous at all. He sure is a...
He's a tight one.
All right. Now, is that one who holds on to what he has, or is that one who tries to get things out of other people?
You wouldn't say a call a man hold on to what he's got. He ain't no tight one.
He's not, okay.
No, I don't.
Then what would the tight one be?
Oh, he'd be a fellow that kind of get a hold of something that didn't belong to him.
I see. He tries to get what he can from other people. All right. Now, if I said he's a common person, what would you think I meant?
I wouldn't hardly know.
Would common to you mean, would it be good or would it be bad?
Well, it wouldn't be just common person. Just like an ordinary person, you wouldn't say he's... I wouldn't say he's going common. He's much different than anybody else.
Well, then, if I said he's a common man, you wouldn't necessarily think I was saying something bad about him?
No.
Well, suppose I said she's a common girl. Would that be bad?
It wouldn't sound too good.
Then that would have kind of a bad sound. All right, if you know an older person who gets around a lot and is just very active, you say, my goodness, she sure is.
Gets around for age.
Would you say spry?
Yeah, spry for age.
Would you ever say right spry?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say right spry. My wife gets a hold of a hole and starts cross patches, so she's right spry.
If you are not easy about something, then you are...
Kind of hard on.
Well, using easy would be
uneasy.
All right, that's fine. Now, if someone talks about being a